We're doing the Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Liora Bat Ada. Hashem should bless her and she should find her Shidduch swiftly and happily. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing that if a person wants to benefit his parents after their passing, the way to do so is to do mitzvos, to do acts of kindness in their merit, and to set up a gemach in their merit, to do things that will benefit them in the world to come. The Yitzayer Adam Ben Afsho. And a person should imagine to himself, let's say he himself, God forbid, were thrown into the fire, or into some other terrible affliction, how much he would desire, how much he would want his children to take full responsibility on his behalf, and figure out whatever way they can to save him from this terrible punishment. In the much the same way, a person should take the responsibility themselves to do things on behalf of the soul of his parents. For they worked, they toiled hard on him, with the, investing their strength in him. They're the ones that brought him to where he is today. So a person has to invest his own strengths to save them with the strength of his good deeds, save them from the punishment of their bitter sins. Undoubtedly, there's no one who's so righteous on planet Earth who has never sinned in his life. Everyone has something to pay his dues in the world to come. And this is even more potent. The capacity to do things on behalf of the soul of the parents is even more powerful during the Shiva, the 7 days of mourning, and the first 30 days after the passing of the soul. For then, the exacting judgment in heaven is more active against the person, as is well known. The person just died. They're judging him in heaven. That's the time to do good deeds on their behalf. That's a more potent time than any other time. He should see to do extra Torah, extra charity, extra kindness on their behalf according to his capacity. In so doing, he can save them from perdition and bring them to the world to come. A person should think about this. And the way he treats others is the way others will ultimately treat him. If he works hard on behalf of his parents, then his children will work hard on his behalf. I once spoke to a cousin of mine, and he told me that he keeps having his parents over, and he was building a house at the time, and he built a special wing for his parents, and he told me, I'm not only investing in my parents when I honor them, I'm also investing in myself, because when my children see how I work hard to honor my parents, I'm teaching them how they're going to work hard to honor me. So, Chafetz Chaim says, the way you work to honor your parents, ultimately what goes around comes around. Kol zeit bonandi midvarav hakdoshim. All of this, says the Chafetz Chaim, I learned from the holy words of the Shlo HaKadosh. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Shem, next time.
Some question.